So the Torah tells us, "Sfartem moachem imacharas haShabbos miyom aviyachem es omer hatnufa." That the Torah tells us, between the days of Pesach and Shavuos, technically on the imacharas haShabbos, on the second, we have a tradition that Shabbos means Yontif, and therefore we begin counting on the second day of Yontif. In contrast to the Karaites, who only believed in the written law, so therefore it was easy for them. They started counting on Sunday, so every year you know exactly, you could figure out what day of the Sphere is. You know, you could always figure it out, but it was universal. You could look to any year. So the halach is a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. So the Torah, so clearly, it's a Torah describes it in two ways. The Torah describes it in days and weeks. On one hand, it says the mitzvah of Chamish Tisperu Chamishim Yom, and it also says Shiva Shavuah, 7 weeks. So, is days and weeks one mitzvah, or in days and weeks two separate mitzvahs? So, most Rishonim assume that days and weeks is all part of one big mitzvah. It's all the same. It's not a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is counting days and weeks. And others, notably Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the earlier commentators, he says counting days and weeks are separate mitzvahs. In fact, he discusses Bizban Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, when they had the Beis HaMikdash and both days and weeks were biblical. Perhaps he discusses making two separate brachas. You make one bracha on the days. I'm assuming maybe on the weeks you made it 7, 14, 21, but he said he discussed, unless he just felt every day, but he discussed the possibility of making two, that's how far. I mean, it's no raya anyway. It could be two separate mitzvahs and make one bracha, because we know by tefillin we make two brachas, right? We make on the shel yad and the shel rosh. Right? See, I always have to say right once in a while to make sure you haven't hung up on me. So, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, so therefore, there is, so that we make two brachas, but they're different. It's a machokas in the Rishonim. It's Tefillin, Shel Yad, and Rosh, one mitzvah, two. And the point is, they don't necessarily go hand in hand. Because you could still argue it's one mitzvah, but the bracha goes on the maisa mitzvah. The bracha goes on the act. So if every time you put on, you know, the maisa mitzvah. So by sphere is not necessarily a raya either. Like even though we make a bracha every day of sphira, I will get into the next question whether it's 49 separate mitzvahs or one big mitzvah. But before we get there, on the issue of weeks and days, so Rabbeinu Yerucham, in fact, that's the famous Shita Rabbeinu Yerucham. There's a general machlokes Rishonim Bizman Hazeh. Everyone agrees Sfiras Omer was biblical at one time because it's a pasuk in the Chumash. The question is, does it retain its biblical status? Or why wouldn't it? I go with the status quo. So that's the issue, is because the fact that we don't bring a carbon omer today, is that relevant to the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer? In other words, is Sfiras Omer connected to the carbon omer, or is it two independent mitzvahs? They happen to be at the same time period, but they're two separate mitzvahs. That's the simple pshat in the machokas. In other words, the Gemara says in Menachas that there's a meimer mani yomei v'lo shvuah. There's a machokas in the Gemara Menachas, Bizman Hazeh, how do we count Sfira? Do we count the same way days and weeks, or do we count days and not weeks? So a meimer says mani yomei v'lo shvuah because zechel amikdash, because it's a Zechel HaMikdash. So the simple reading, the way most Rishonim, Rashi and other Rishonim, learn the Gemara is, Zechel HaMikdash is going on both opinions. The question is, since it's only a Zechel HaMikdash today, is it enough just to count days? Because counting days, I'll remember it. Or no, I have to do it, Mitzvah D'Rabbanan Kein D'Araisa Tikkun. It's, you know, it's like Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, you always formulate them the way they were done before. So that's how most Rishonim learn the sugya, that it's everyone holds it's Drabbanan. How would the Rambam learn that Gemara? Because the Rambam holds it's Daraisa today. So the way the Ran at the end of Pesachim says that could be the Machlokes in the Gemara. If you hold, you count days and weeks, that you hold it's biblical. If you hold that you only count days, money, yom, and lo shvui today, that opinion is Drabbanan. That's the way the Ram would explain the Rambam. I'll be able to get to separate here how the Rambam really can't hold this way. But the bottom line, the simple understanding is, if you hold Svira as an independent mitzvah, so it's biblical even today, if Svira is only rabbinical, it's because it's no longer a Karban Omer. So the issue is, if you hold it's connected to the Karban Omer, therefore, according to the Rambam, who holds it's Daraisa, he doesn't make a difference between days and weeks. They're both Daraisa. And according to Rashi, Tosis, and Rov Rishonim, if you hold it's Drabbanan, everything's Drabbanan. Right? Because if it's connected to the carbon, it's all Drabbanan. If it's independent, it's all biblical. Right? Comes along Rabbeinu Yerucham and says, no, I want to make a distinction between, he wants to say, counting days, even Bizman HaZeh is Doraisa, but counting weeks today is only Drabbanan. What is it based on? Because he says, if you look closely at the Psukim, that only the weeks are connected to the Karbanos, but the days are independent. So he works with the same Svara, but he just says, count, so therefore, Rabbi Ruchum will hold days and weeks. According to the other ones, there's no distinction, because you're either all in or all out. Rambam's all in, it's all Daraisa. Rashi, Tosfos, other Rishonim are all in, it's all Drabbanan. Rabbeinu Yerucham makes the distinction between Daraisa and Drabbanan. So he says, but Daraisa's, it's still Bizman HaZeh. So therefore, in fact, that's what Rav Svi Pesach Frank points out. That's the basis for the minhag of the Svardim. The Svardim, how do we count? For those who are still counting, well, everyone should be counting. The only shaila should be, as we'll see, is should you make a bracha or not? There's no question about counting. Everyone agrees you have to count. That's just parenthetical, and we'll come back to that. So the Rav Svi Pesach Frank points out, we say La'omer or Ba'omer at the end of the count. We'll get into what's La'omer, what's Ba'omer. But the Svardim count, I don't mean Nusach Svardim, I mean the real Svardim. They say, let's say, today is the 11th day, La'omer or Ba'omer, which is 1 week and 4 days. We B'nai Ashkenaz count, today is the 11th day, which is 1 week and 4 days, La'omer. We put La'omer at the end. So the question is, why does Svardim break up La'omer? So that's what Rav Svi Pesach Frank points out, because the choshesh for the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham, that you want to show a distinction, that if you have one mitzvah, and the mitzvah has two parts, a biblical part and a rabbinic part, so you do the biblical part first, and you want to show a distinction between biblical and rabbinical. So you say La'omer in between days and weeks. We paskin anyway L'halach, even if you don't say the word La'omer Yiyote, but we put it at the end. So therefore, that's the opinion of Nusuk Svar, that they break up. Where else do we find that example, that in one biblical mitzvah, we want to show a distinction between the end of biblical and the beginning of rabbinical? You probably did it a lot over Pesach and on Shabbos, benching. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas that we know Birchas Hamazon is Ve'achalta V'Sabata V'Erachta, it's a biblical mitzvah. So how much of Birchas Hamazon is biblical? So the Gemara tells us, this isn't spelled out, but the way the simple pshat is, obviously when Moshe instituted the first bracha, Hazonas HaKohen Naman, so that's Pashas, the only thing they did when they're in the Midbar. when they moved to Eretz Israel, Yoshua took care of Eretz Israel. So then when they moved, so they added no delicha. And when David and Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, they added a third one. So those three are biblical. The fourth one the rabbis made to remember what happened at Aruge Beitar, what a terrible destruction there. So there's a we assume the first three brachas are biblical. The fourth one is rabbinical. So that's why we do something very strange. You might think we do a lot of things strange, but something we do out of the ordinary on benching is, what do we do at the end? When I say, when I finish the third blessing, Baruch Ata Hashem, Bonei Barachamav Yushalayim. Exactly. So it's very strange. You say Amen to your own bracha. Usually you say Amen to someone else's bracha. Gado ha'one Amen. Great is someone who answers Amen. So that's what the Mefarshim point out now, because we want to show the distinction between Ad Kan, biblical benching is over, and now we begin rabbinical benching. So too, that's what the Sfaradim want to do. Right? So that's why they say, oh, so getting back, so Rabbeinu Yerucham is only, he holds it's two mitzvahs, so Bizman, when the Beis HaMikdash was up, you made two brachas, perhaps, and now, I don't know why you have to explain why, anyway, why you can't make a bracha on a rabbinical, because that gets into another shir, the Briska Rav, on maybe a Zechel or Mikdash is different than a Dindra Rabbanan. You'll have to take a rain check on that one. You'll remind me. So therefore, the bottom line is, that's why they do Omer. So how does it get to, so what days did you forget? The last 2 days, like 10 and 11? Right, okay, so there's a famous Beis HaLevi. This is where you come in, and then I'll even give you a bigger Kiddush. But the Beis HaLevi says as follows, obviously based on Rabbeinu Yerucham, you know, because that's what it also wouldn't work. So we said the Beis HaLevi says, let's say someone misses day, let's just pick some random days, some days 10 and 11. So the Beis HaLevi says, you could count 14, again, count with a bracha. Of course, you could count without a bracha. 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49. Why? Because he holds that days and weeks, he's working with the opinion that days and weeks are separate mitzvahs. Like he quotes the Torah that writes, if you counted, let's say you counted one night days, I counted today is the 11th day. And I didn't say one a week, and so he holds a yotze. Or if I count weeks without days, I'm yotze. So he says it should be no worse than that. So therefore, he says that when you get to 14, 21, you could even those who haven't been counting with a bracha, he says you could count with a bracha. That's the chiddush of the Beis HaLevi, that even, you know, to make a bracha, right? And continuing the Soloveitchik clan, Rav Soloveitchik from YU, you know, he's on, but from Boston, Rav Yoshi, you know, Rabbi J.B. Soloveitchik, who's, you know, like Rabbi Mordechai Green's Rebbe, Rav, right, the one he always quoted. Yeah, that's the one I'm quoting here. I mean, he could have got it from his father, grandfather also, but I'll quote it in his name. So his shita is, he says, you have to know your balabatim. In general, he was big on that. I am also. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know your consumers. Customer service, as they call it. So he says, it depends on who's asking the question. If someone's asking you the question, let me just go back to the Shulchan Aruch for a minute. What does the Shulchan Aruch say to this? The Shulchan Aruch says, if you forgot at night, so then you remember during the day, so don't count during the day without a bracha. And then the next day, you could continue counting with a bracha, right? But if you forget a full 24-hour day, so the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, continue counting without a bracha, right? Those are just the facts. I have a whole share on that from Rav Soloveitchik. Well, should we answer another question? We'll discuss another time. But let us get... So he says like this. He says, so really, we'll have to go into this topic. tomorrow or the next day, but basically, most Rishonim hold that every day is a separate mitzvah. Every day a sphere is a new mitzvah. That's Rov Rishonim. And some claim there's one opinion of the Bahag that says it's one mitzvah. Why? Because all the Bahag says, if you miss a day, you can't count anymore. So the simple pshat is, why not? Because it's only one big mitzvah. And you can't be a little bit pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not. You counted or you didn't count. So it's based, I'll give you another pshat in the Bahag showing the Bahag doesn't believe that. But let's just go with the simple pshat in the Bahag that he says it's one big. So let's assume the Bahag even feels that way. So therefore, it's one big. So the Mechaber in general, he's very careful on brachas, because his shita is, he goes with the Rambam, that if you make a bracha levatola, it's a biblical prohibition. We go with Tosfos that it might only be a rabbinical prohibition, a bracha in vain. So therefore, in general, that's why, this could be why, women, like Svardim women, don't make brachas on Zman Grama. We do. It could be part of it. It's part of a general shita. The Mechaber is more careful about not making brachas, doing the mitzvah without the bracha. And in general, we're less concerned, than the Mechaber. But the Shulchan Aruch, so Rav Soloveitchik says, really, the only, and he thinks the Bahag doesn't even say it, but let's assume the Bahag did say it. He assumes, really, we paskin that every day is a separate mitzvah. So really, everyone, according to 99% of the Rishonim, they'd all tell you to make a bracha, even if you missed a day. But in deference to the Bahag, the minhag developed, and I'm sure it didn't hurt that the Shulchan Aruch brought it down. So he says, that's the minhag. We don't make a bracha. So he says, if I'm speaking to a Ben Torah who's going to listen and understand it, he realizes you're getting the same exact mitzvah whether you make the bracha or not, and I tell the person to continue counting with the bracha, he gets it. He's not just reading whether it says OUP on it or not. He just says no clue. He's just going to follow directions. So then I'll tell him to count without a bracha, because that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. But if I know who I'm talking to, and when I tell him, you know what, count without a bracha, okay, I get the code. It really doesn't count anymore. You're just telling me, it's a feel-good thing. Just count it. So then if he's, which means he's going to say, okay, I'm not going to count anymore. So if Soloveitchik Shita was, tell that person to count with a bracha, because it's much better to count with a bracha than not counting. Not counting at all is definitely wrong. You don't get the mitzvah. Counting with the bracha, really, when Yikra didn't, you probably could count with the bracha anyway. But in deference to the Bahag, but if the choice is not doing the mitzvah, so Rav Soloveitchik said this about those people who stop sitting in the sukkah shmini, I should say about those people who sat in other words, the Gemara says in sukkah, what should you do shmini atzeres in chutzlaret? So the Gemara says, one opinion says, don't sit at all. Another opinion says, you sit with a bracha. So the Gemara concludes, how do we paskin? You sit in the sukkah, yoshe yoshvin and bruchei lom. You sit in the sukkah without a bracha. Because it's a suffix bracha. You don't know if it's shmini atzeres or it's still sukkah, whatever the case may be. So Rav Soloveitchik said, look what happened. You tell people to sit in the sukkah without a bracha, where do they end up eating? Inside. So therefore, the problem is people make too much of the bracha. It's good in terms of makshava. Brachas are very important. But in terms of halacha, they're not that important. So therefore, if you tell someone, don't worry, sit in the sukkah on Shemini, it doesn't really count. He ends up eating inside. If you're going to tell someone to count Svir and he's not going to, without a bracha, and he won't count, better to count with a bracha. Like he also said by Bedikas Chametz, the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you only make a bracha if you do it the night before, Erev Pesach, the night before Pesach. Then we make the bracha. But really, the halacha Bedikas Chametz applies Toch Shloshim Yom. According to many Rishonim, you even make a bracha. But the Shulchan Aruch pass, you know, so therefore we pass in no bracha. So again, he said the same thing. If someone's going to come to you 20 days before Pesach and say, do I have to do bedika? And you're going to tell him, yeah, but don't make a bracha, which he's going to understand to mean, you don't really have to do bedika. So better to tell him, make a bracha on the bedika. Because everyone agrees, you're chayav to do a bedika. It's just that we out suffic brachas, but he held, it's better to get involved. Maybe he held my yikra din, it wasn't a suffic bracha, you're allowed to. But better to get involved in an extra bracha than whether not do bedikas chametz properly, that's going to lead to daraisas, not to count sphere at all, or you're going to end up sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, so number one, you have the Beis HaLevi, who says, l'chadchila, someone who misses 10 and 11 can count with a bracha, 7, 14, 21. So therefore, you could rely on the Beis HaLevi and make a bracha if you want, 14, 21, 28. And I'm assuming you're going to continue counting. You understand the bracha has nothing to do with counting now that you just heard the shiur. So there's no concern you won't continue counting every day. So therefore, no, that's nothing to do with Sfira. That's a generic rule. I'm just saying, based on that rule, the Mechaber is more concerned. That's why I'm just pointing, like women make mitzvahs asei shezman grama. We don't. And a lot of times, you know, so we're generally, I'm just giving the lumdis, why are we more concerned? We're less concerned because we're dealing with, obviously, we're concerned about bracha levatalos also. Everyone agrees you don't make them. But the point being is what the Rav Soloveitchik is saying is, it's not a bracha levatala. He's just saying, the fact sometimes when the Shulchan Aruch says, do it without a bracha, he's just concerned it might be, he wants to take even a very strict opinion, because one person said it, so let's not do it. Really, Rav Soloveitchik is saying, really, this isn't a bracha. Rav Soloveitchik would agree, you don't make a bracha levatala to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfira. Rav Soloveitchik is saying it's not a bracha levatala. You're really allowed to make a bracha. It's just a minig not to. You feel like everyone agree, if it was a black and white bracha levatala, you don't make a bracha levatala to do a mitzvah. You hear what I'm saying? Right, because basically what I'm saying, no, right. What he's saying is like this, is he's basically saying it's a hiddur, the all things being equal, the Shulchan Aruch brought down the Bahag, it's a hiddur not to make a bracha. But strictly speaking, Me'ikar Adin, even if you weren't, if one, according to Rav Soloveitchik, if you made a bracha every, like obviously it wouldn't be, but if a person can make a bracha after you missed a couple of days, it's not a bracha, he doesn't think it's a bracha levatala. He's saying, but if you have no reason to get involved with the Shiloh, don't. But and therefore he agrees, if you're gonna count anyway, then don't make the bracha. But he thinks Meikar Adin, someone, if the case was between, in other words, I'm assuming he's saying, I don't think he's saying make a bracha of Atoa and count Sfira. In other words, I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying what he's saying is it's not a bracha of Atoa, and therefore you can do it. As opposed to, you know, he's just saying, right, it's not a hiddur mitzvah. He's saying, because you forgot a day, therefore the brachas don't make a difference in fulfilling the mitzvah of Svira. So therefore, I'm putting words into the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, based on, I'm looking at the result of making up what he holds. He's choshesh v'shitas abahag, and therefore, why get involved with any bracha in potential bracha in vain, which could be a potential biblical prohibition, even though it's hard for him to say that it is a bracha, because 99% say you can make a bracha, but whatever the reason, and the bahag isn't usually brought down l'halacha all the time either, Rebbe, we don't know why he brought it down here. So therefore, out covered to the Rav Yosef Cairo, if we miss a day, we generally don't make a bracha. You know, and we'll just go with his opinion. And because we get the mitzvah anyway. Rav Salavecha, because I guess the Macha, because Rav Yosef Cairo couldn't imagine, everyone knew. Obviously, I'm saying continue counting without a bracha, and that's it. He couldn't imagine the people, what? I'm not making a bracha, I'm not counting. So he wasn't talking about those people. Rav Salavechik is talking about a different crowd. He's not going against the Shulchan Aruch. He was saying Rav Yosef Cairo would agree with him. I don't know, I'm just making that up. I'm just saying is, whether he would or what, he doesn't think he's arguing. On however you want to explain it, I'm just saying is, he's talking about a different... In other words, Rav Salavechik would agree. I don't know, if he personally forgot a day, I assume he wouldn't make a bracha. I don't know, I'm saying he would make one, because he would count without a bracha. Unless he actually did hold that you should make a bracha anyway, and therefore he did it. You know, I don't know what his personal shita was. You know, but the fact he told them that shows that's what he really holds. That really, basically, if he's telling someone who missed a day to make a bracha, he's basically telling you it's okay to make a bracha every day if you miss. However, he says, why get in? So he's saying, for those who I'm concerned are not going to count, then it's fine. Do the strict, straight halacha and count. But for those who I know are going to count without it, even though I think it's okay to make a bracha, but in deference to the machaber, let's not make a bracha. Like he would by bedikas chametz and by those type of things. Yeah, so...